Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer, International Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Yes, it's prayer time. We're going to have some praise and worship, go to the Word of God, and we're going to have our teaching for today. And we're going to call out some names in prayer. Continue to write to us at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We want to hear from you. We thank God for your prayer requests. We thank God for your praise reports. And God is doing marvelous things in your life and in my life. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We believe in prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer can change you. Now we have some praise and worship, and we're going to continue to praise and worship God and let God do the rest. He's working miracles for you, miracles, signs, and wonders.
to get broken down. Jesus is ready.
Come a long way ahead.
Yes, Jesus is ready. And he's waiting on you. Yes, he is. What are you waiting for? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Yes, this is the Power Hour prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Tell a friend to tune in. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to praise him. Like me. Isn't God good? Isn't he good? Somebody ought to say amen. He sent his only begotten son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for little old me and for little old you. He could have came down from that cross, but he didn't. Thank God for Jesus. Unconditional love. Agape love. That's the love I'm talking about, my sisters and brothers. He loves you. As the song says, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. You have a friend. You have a friend in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank him and praise him and glorify him all the days of our life, even when you don't feel like it. You praise God anyway. You praise him and you glorify and give him the praise and honor and glory. Even when you things are going wrong, when you think things are not going right, when you think that everyone has forgotten about you, you praise God anyway. You give him the glory and the honor. It's not what it looks like. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He said we'll have some trials and tribulations. That's okay. He said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. So we thank God this morning. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts, our minds, our souls. We welcome you into our homes, on our jobs, in our cars, as we walk on the streets, on the roads, as we travel the highways and the byways, in the airplanes, trains, buses, our own private vehicles, on the boats, on the ships. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Yes, we welcome you. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You got to invite him in. He's all force himself on you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. The almighty living God. And our God is not dead. He lives. Yes, he does. He lives within your soul and my soul. We thank you right now. And we welcome the Holy Spirit into this worship service. Yes, we're worshiping and praising God this morning. Yes, we are. He deserves all the praise. We thank God for the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists. We thank God for the police officers, the military, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters and brothers, family members that are still in the land of the living. We thank God for our boss on the job. We thank God for our job. Thank God for our homes, our food, our shelter, our clothing, waking us up in our right mind. We thank God for an opportunity to come before him early in the morning to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Set the atmosphere for today by praising and worshiping God. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Indeed, it is an opportunity. Benefits in praising and worshiping God. Yes, there are benefits. Healing, deliverance. He will set you free from the things of the world. Financial benefits. Thank God for the tithers. Those that trust him with everything. You know, a lot of us trust God for everything else, but we don't trust him with his money that he's allowed us to use. Won't trust him with 10%. My God, my God, my God. But those of you that are tithers, you know what God can do. Not only bless you financially, but physically, spiritually. Someone said, well, I don't tithe and I've been healed. That's okay. Thank God for it. But for the tithers, you get a plus, plus, plus. Thank God. God is on the throne. We thank God. Continue to tithe. Continue to trust God with everything. As I always say, it's not your money away, it's his money. And God will multiply what you have. He will grant you favor. Trust him with everything. It all belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. Plant your seeds in good soil and watch God move on your behalf in your life every day. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Trust him with everything, not with just some things. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I know what prayer can do. I believe the power of tithing. Yes, I am a faithful tither. I know what it could do in your life, and not only for your life, but for the lives of others in your family, letting your children know that it's okay to tithe. It's okay to save and set aside some money. It's okay to be wealthy in Jesus' name. The word of God says the love of money is the root of evil. The love of money. Don't worship it. Don't hold your hands so tight that you're not allowing anything else to get in. Only what you do for Christ will last. And we thank God right now for the faithful tithers, the faithful givers. And God will make a way. You're saying, oh, I can't do that. I only make this amount. I can't do that. Do you really trust God with everything? Watch God move on your behalf. Yes, he will make a way out of no way. He will bless you so much you'll knock your socks off. You'll wonder where it's coming from. You have an overflow. You will have an overflow. Yes, God is testing you. He's trying you. Will you pass the test? Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located in the blessed city of Baltimore at 5126 Bel Air Road, truly a man of God, blessing God's people. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, there for you and your loved ones. Travels all around the world, doing great and mighty things. So we're praying for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and your family. God has blessed you to have safe travels from Africa, Dubai, and back to Baltimore City. Isn't God good? You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. If you stand in need of services, if your loved one has passed on, friend, family member, give Reverend Harry P. Close Funeral Service a call at 410-327-3100. Located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Truly a man of God. There for you, your family, your church, and your community. Reverend Dr. Harry B. Close Funeral Services, 410-327-3100. Tell them what you heard about here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Bishop Patricia Stewart. Don't forget about our realtor, broker, Shanita Kelly, praying woman of God. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. If you're in the market of selling the home that you now live in, or if you'd like to purchase a home, give Shanita Kelly a call, a praying woman, powerful woman of God, our realtor, Christian realtor, and we thank God for her, doing great and marvelous things. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. She's praying with you and for you throughout that transaction. Help you get your finances in order. Yes, she's there for you. 443-854-0977. Anita Kelly, give her a call today. Let her know you heard here at the Power Hour Prayer. Again, that number is 443-854-0977. And don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, a praying man of God, our master electrician, located at 2013 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. We have some powerful, powerful men and women of God. They're doing great things in our community. And we want you to go and support them in your prayers and in your presence. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Give Dr. David Gaines a call for that natural hairstyle. Also have a barber on site, but you got to make an appointment by calling 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines. Yes, they're all connected with the Power Hour Prayer. We have some praying business people. They're not in business just to be in business. They're praying with you and for you. And they're saved, are born again, have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we want to support them, men and women of God. Now let's go into our lesson for today. Healing invoked through the power of the cross. You know, we've seen loved ones wear the cross around their necks. Big ones, little ones, medium ones. They know about the power of the cross. My God, my God, my God. The cross has long been considered a symbol of healing. There are many stories about the transforming power of the cross. The Emperor Constantine, conversion to Christianity 300 years after Christ, is attributed to his vision of the cross in the sky. In his vision of the cross, he saw the words, "In this conquer, vision of the cross." He saw these words. in this conquer on the eye or eve of the battle, as he dwelled upon that vision of the cross and its message, he won the battle. My God, won't he do it? Yes, he will. He saw the vision of the cross. Uh-huh. And he saw these words. In this conquer on the eve of the battle. Yes, the cross. At the cross where I first saw my sight. In this conquer. In all things, the cross, you got the victory. We win our battles in life the same way, by keeping our vision on the cross. As we cross out any fear about those battling appearances, we too can conquer the cross. There's a legend about Emperor Constantine's mother visiting Palestine in the year A.D. 326. On his visit, she was guided to the site of Jesus' crucifixion by an aged Jew who had inherited knowledge of the site of the cross. The mother, Emperor Constantine, on his visit, had the ground dug to a considerable depth, trying to find the cross of Jesus. Legend states that three crosses were found. The cross of Jesus was identified when the marvelous cure of a sick woman occurred after she stretched out upon the cross of Jesus. This was supposed to have occurred 362 years after Jesus' crucifixion. There's another legend that one of the nails from Jesus Christ, which was found by Constantine's mother, was cast into the sea during a storm and subdued it. The symbology of these stories is significant. We too subdue the storms of life through crossing out our beliefs in their power to hurt or harm us. We subdued and cross out the storms of life when we see or say to them, this too shall pass. This has no power. Drugs have no power over me. Alcohol have no power over me. My enemy has no power over me. Poverty has no power over me. Sickness have no power over me. My life cannot be limited by the words of man. My good cannot be limited or now cross out all limitations for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to hear me this morning, my dear ones. Cross out all limitations in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no limitations when it comes to the cross. So saying no to limitations in your life, your cross can become a crown. Thank you, God. Your cross can become your crown by saying no to limitations. Get yourself out of that box. Thank you, God. And stop putting Jesus in a box. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The early Christians constantly urged or used the sign of the cross. That was one of the secrets of their spiritual power for performing miracles. Historians say that on each journey, at each coming in and going out, at the putting on of shoes, at the bath, at meals, at the kindling of fire, at the sitting down, and at whatever occurred and whatever occupation they were engaged, they marked their brow with the sign of the cross. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Saint Francis once healed a paralyzed man by making the sign of the cross over him from head to feet. Woo! Your faith will make you whole. But there is still literal healing power in the cross. It has been proven in modern times. One mother healed her son of acute indigestion
and later a whooping cough by making the sign of the cross over him and declaring, "By this sign we conquer." Another woman came through a period of severe depression and ill health after she began to use the sign of the cross and affirm often, "By this sign I conquer." Thank you, God. A Canadian was puzzled by apparently psychic visitations in her home, which resulted in mystifying noises and strange happenings the moment the lights were out at night. In the morning, she would find furniture overturned and articles missing or misplaced. Friends advised moving, but this lady loved her home and did not wish to leave for such strange reason. Finally, a spiritual counselor advised her to use the no power of prayer, denying the mysterious noises any power. It was also suggested that the troubled one spiritually raised the cross of Jesus Christ in every room and claim it in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare it. Get those spirits out of this home in the name of Jesus. This is my home. Jesus Christ lives here. And for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. You're not welcome in my home. Decree and declare that those spirits be removed out of your home, out of your child's life, your children's life. You can say to your children, "You are my son. You are my daughter. You belong to Jesus Christ." I decree and declare that those evil, nasty, disobedient spirits move out of your home right now in the name of Jesus. This advice was taken literally as she cut out paper crosses, placing many of them in each room. Use what you got, and God will do the rest. The noises quickly disappeared and never returned. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your faith will make you whole. Release heals human relation problems. The prayer of cleansing takes several forms, my dear ones. Following a no power of denial, there is the prayer of release that lets go and lets God. In order to become cleansed and free from many of life's problems, it's necessary to practice renunciation or release. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. The anger, the fear, the unforgiveness, let it go, especially in human relations. This proves that a pleasant process, since it frees you from people whose burdens you should not be carrying anyway. Let me say it again. This proves a pleasant process, since it frees you, my sisters and brothers, from people whose burdens you should not be bearing anyway. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Your burdens. Everybody else's burdens. Let them carry their own burdens. Thank you, Jesus. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Most human relations problems would melt away if the people involved would pray prayers of release. And you need to do that today. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from that disobedient child. I'm going to pray for him, but I'm going to release my child, myself, from that disobedient child. I'm going to release myself from that boss that's not saved. He has no power over me. I'm going to release myself from that husband or that wife. God, I'm putting you in control of him or her. I'm going to release myself from my unsaved mother, unsaved father. God, I'm putting them in your hands. Release those situations. Instead of trying to make people over to conform their will and their way. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and world of possessiveness. They belong to God, not you. They don't belong to you. It's not your home, the car. Some people, my. It all belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer of cleansing includes cleansing one's thoughts and world of possessiveness. You must cleanse yourself of possessively clinging to other people in your life, telling them what to do in the name of love. Stop it in the name of Jesus. If you want your own prayers to be answered, possessive emotional ties, you direct the substance of your thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which you should be using in your own. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Minding other people's business, telling them what they should do.
Play along with people now. Okay. Yeah, right. You don't know the one what they brought now. The little school must be a smaller. You're taking it out. Then you might think you're taking it out of a car. They can go in cars with certain cars. But it can't go in certain cars. Yeah, it will be a track to a certain place. Yeah. I know it is. I know it can go in, just go in your car and it's going off. And it's going to Trisha's car. Yep, it's Chelsea. Yep. I know it all goes. Not one person. No. Well, we shall see. Okay. Right.